My most discerning reader, I bet you're thinking, I've heard this story before. One splendidly handsome man, me, marooned in the middle of the endless blue, nary a ship's sail in sight.
She married him. It was, when they was joined, what you would call a marriage of convenience. But after a bit, they two got on very well, and we all thought she was beginning to like the old man, for Jack was old enough to be her father, with a bit to spare. Most people have a pet nightmare. Mine consists of a single human figure sitting immovable in an attitude which is stamped so deeply on my memory that, although almost 20 years have passed since the day on which I saw it, I could draw it today, supposing I could draw at all, down to the most trivial details of its appearance. Mr. Carnford was a genial old gentleman, and frankly confessed his delight at anyone being willing to live in the house. "To tell you the truth," said he, "I should be only too happy on behalf of the owners to let anyone have the house rent-free for a term of years." He then went to the landlady of the inn, who was a cheerful and most kindly person. She threw up her hands in amazement when he told her where he was going to settle himself. "Not in the judge's house," she said.
As Neville sat alone on the sofa, he was worried. He thought that his girlfriend might be about to leave him. He thought this because while he was at work today, she had moved out all of her things, apart from one box labelled "The Last of Sophie's Things."